Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are bustling and everybody else in between, throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday has begun. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We are absolutely stacked tonight. Let's start off with a three-time Super Bowl champion stacked tonight. LeGarrette Blount will step up and in and throw it down with us. We're going to talk THC, CBD, SB, Super Bowls, and everything else in between with a badass three-time Super Bowl champion, LeGarrette Blount, speaking of the National Football League, and badasses, Rick Saratella steps up and in, straight from the strip of Indianapolis. Rick's on the beat. Why wouldn't he be? NFL Draft Bible. NFL Draft Bible's on the beat right now in Indianapolis. Rick Saratella steps up and in. Indy Combine set to begin, and there's a lot of drama behind the scenes as far as the Combine is concerned, as far as the future of National Football League teams. This is when the business deals start to get done, guys, right? This is the who's actually at the Combine, except actually if you're the New York Jets. Evidently, we've learned that the New York Jets have decided they don't need to go to the Combine. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, yeah, why would a team with a million draft picks and stuff need to go to the Combine, right? But last year, you guys went to the Combine and came home with Zach Wilson. Maybe it's better that you don't go this time. Yeah, maybe it's actually better. Like, whoever you sent, maybe the Jets are actually onto something here. I think their ownership might be onto something. Like, whoever you sent last year, that didn't work out well. And speaking of not working out well, I got the Dallas Mavericks right now in a moneyline parlay, and I got to tell you, I did not expect the Los Angeles Lakers to respond the way that they did. They were down 71 to 56. Laying 10 points against Providence because old Providence had already clinched the Big East. Well, you know what? The game came down to the wire and Providence didn't win the game, but they cashed another ticket this evening. The Michigan Wolverines drilled Michigan State, but they didn't punch a ticket in the dance yet. There's that sort of invisible, sort of unwritten like rule. You got to be four games over. Going to be four games over 500, and Michigan still have some work to do if they're going to get there. Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Union, they've clearly got work to do, but we're not surprised about this, and I'm not going to start waxing poetic and start crying about it. We told you that they weren't going to be playing baseball at the start of the regular season, and we're never wrong. Well, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we're wrong. Unfortunately, we've got more news about the Cain Velasquez story from last night. Cain Velasquez has been charged with attempted murder after shooting at two people in a car.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One of which has been charged and accused of sexually abusing a family member of Cain Velasquez. tragic story. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159, breaking it down on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, the loudest station in the nation. Let's do this thing. Let's bring in Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com. We're jam-packed, stacked tonight. A lot of stuff to get to. College basketball futures are on the board. Conference tournaments have begun. We're less than 2 weeks away from Selection Sunday, Steve, and the madness has already begun. Let's do this thing. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, doing well, Gabe, and no leap year, so we got there a day sooner, right?
Yeah, so let's do this thing. Yeah, leap years, farmers, and almanacs, and daylight saving times, nevertheless, Steve, time to rock. You know, at this time of the year right now, too, it's really interesting in college basketball. I know there's so many people who are numbers guys and KenPom this and ratings that, but there's so many different dynamics, and there's so many different angles coming into these games. Some teams are on the bubble, and sometimes just because, you know, you need to win a basketball game or you need to win a football game late in the season, it's probably because you're not great. So it doesn't mean you're automatically going to win. But nevertheless, you've got bubble teams that are playing for their tournament lives. You've got other teams that are trying to win their conferences. You've got other teams that are jockeying for seeds in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, it's fascinating to see. And, you know, a great example of this tonight was Villanova and Providence.
Yep.
In which, you know, Providence have been nothing but money all year long. We've talked a lot about them. They've been nothing but money all year long. They're getting 10 points against Villanova tonight, Steve. 10 freaking points they're getting. And I think a big theory out there was, well, they just wrapped up the Big East title. And we said before the game on Game Time Decisions tonight, I said, that matters in the pros when they go and get hammered for 2 and 3 days, right?
Right.
And they've already clinched it, all right? This is, we're hosting the game, and this is it. And, yeah, and then they celebrate in a locker room after. If you're a college basketball team, no, you got the Big East. They're thinking one seed now in the tournament. This is completely different, Steve. You agree with my angle here? And listen, I took the Friars. Yeah, they were down, but nevertheless, they covered when it was all said and done. And I just thought that angle was whack, that people thought that Providence wouldn't care because they won the Big East.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted nothing to do with that game tonight. We actually talked about it in depth on the College Basketball Tip-Off Show on WagerTalk.com earlier today. And, you know, I said I thought Villanova would win the game. It wasn't necessarily a great spot for Providence. They have been a very, you know, fortunate team this year. But that line was ridiculous, you know. And that's why they've been covering spreads, because people still have not adjusted to the fact that they were a 24-3 team getting almost double digits. And by the way, Gabe, they came in the number one luckiest team still in all 358 of those KenPom rankings. But they have tonight, after that loss, fallen to number two now. And NC Wilmington is now officially the luckiest team in the country as we head into the Colonial Tournament this weekend. And by the way, Wilmington 17-10 against the spread. They, of course, went to that monster, what was it, like 14-1 spread run in conference play this year. I've seen them play in person. They are an overrated team. So Providence might not be, but Wilmington is.
I'll agree with you there, but let's not compare Providence and Wilmington. You know what I'm saying? From a basketball standpoint. I know what you mean, though. I know they are I know what you mean. Because you're right, Wilmington aren't that good. I think they were, you called it, too. You said, yeah, they're not that great, actually. They've been pretty lucky. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to get the Providence coach on. I got to get Coach Cooley on here to ask him about that. Because I got to tell you, as they keep racking up the wins and they win the Big East, I'm sure, you know, he could give two, you know, about this and that and all the other KenPom rankings and what people are talking about being lucky. But it also goes to show that the odds makers are stuck to their numbers too much in this way as well, I think. Right? We you and I talk about it with smaller programs in which, you know, the odds makers don't really notice or care, to be honest. But they still don't adjust, Steve. Even, you know what I mean? They once they believe something about a team, they're locked in. The power rankings, the KenPoms, the odds makers, they're locked in. And Providence, everyone I talked to about Providence is talking, oh, they're going to be a big fade in the tournament. They're going to be an early out in the tournament, right? People, you know, people are getting broke betting against these guys.
You know, what's interesting too, Gabe, was unless I'm mistaken, that was the final game of the season for Providence tonight. But Villanova plays this Saturday. I think most of the Big East teams do play this Saturday, so it's going to be an extended layoff for Providence as well, just from a scheduling perspective, and then being the high seed, obviously. So it'll be interesting to see. It's going to be like a week off, basically, plus more than a week. You see how that affects them.
All right, Steve. So let's not live in the past that too much, but it's a great time of the year right now. And for people to think, oh, you know, I'm going to start tuning in, well, whatever, when the tournament starts, whatever. The tournament's for posers. That's like New Year's Eve. You know, the cool stuff is starting now, although it wasn't so cool. And I thought I was the sharp, Steve, and I thought I was, you know, wow, man, this is too good to be true. And I didn't get the best number. You know, I saw a number posted out there, but I didn't have access to it at the time because it was one of the extra added games. And by the time I got to it, it was 11, Steve. Yet it didn't really matter because it ended up being 9 in the end. But Florida Gulf Coast against North Alabama. North Alabama are terrible, bro. And Florida Gulf Coast beat them by 32 a couple of weeks ago. Florida Gulf Coast were laying like 9.5, 10, 10.5, 11. And then it went up, and then it dropped back down to 10.5. Steve, they were up by 20 with like 6-7 minutes left. They ended up winning by 9, man.
Yeah, that was Joe Ranieri's best bet on the show today on the college basketball show.
I feel for you, Joe. I got screwed as well, buddy. Got screwed, bro.
I should have given you a heads up. If you guys are both on it, we knew bad things were going to happen, right? But yeah, that's a tough beat right there.
I'm going to send my boy Ranieri a text. Hey, sorry about that. I feel like... Yeah, we were sweating it out because they were up by 5, and then they're up by 7 was one of those deals that I was telling people, chill out, man. They're going to pull away. And then they're up by 19 and 20, Steve. I'm like, all right, here you go. I told you they're going to pull away. And then we get backdoored by a terrible North Alabama team. But, hey, it is what it is. You can't win them all. But a team that we have been winning a hell of a lot with, I tell you what, and everybody wants to pretend that they rode every team that was hot and all this all the time. And trust me, I've missed a lot of hot teams and speeding bullets. And we've cut ourselves with falling knives this year. But one team, and you know it, I brought them up all the time, Steve, Middle Tennessee State, buddy. I just keep going back with these guys. Betting against Pacific and betting on Middle Tennessee State has worked out well. And we've talked about it, and I keep on doing it, and they just keep on doing their thing. They don't let up, this team. And another team that just, I don't know, they don't get any respect here. I want to get your thoughts on the overnight number in this game, but here they are, 21-5-1. Against the spread on the season, rolling into Charlotte here, Steve, against, you know, an average Charlotte team, 15-13 on the season. Yet you've got Middle Tennessee State just laying 2 points, the number one ATS team in the country.
Yeah, 21-5 ATS. And if you've played against Pacific, as you said, you've gone 21-4. So that's what, 42-9, had you just known to use on and against those two teams.
I like, right? That's my word, robust.
That's very robust. But 200 plus teams that are lined, probably almost all 358 are lined now. So you'd have to guess right at the beginning of the season. This is a rematch. These teams played back 2-3 weeks ago, February 13th. Middle Tennessee won that game easily by 15. And really nothing too misleading about it, though, except if you look at the two-point shooting, that's what always concerns me. And that was Charlotte was plus 6 from two-point range and minus 3 from the free throw line. So if you take out the three-point shooting, Charlotte actually outscored them from 1 point from two-point range in the free throw line. So I think that's why the line is close here. Middle Tennessee was very fortunate from the three-point range in that game, 53% versus 23% for Charlotte. You know, that basically decides college basketball nowadays.
Well, how about Charlotte can get after it too, Steve? What do you make of the total of this game? Charlotte do get after it. I mean, these guys are they're 7-1 to the over in their last 8. They're 4-0 to the over, coming off a loss, etc. 9-2 to the over the last 11 times against a team with a winning record above 600. What do you make of the total in this spot?
Yeah, I think Charlotte will play well offensively, especially back on their home court. They shot pretty poorly on the road in that meeting a few weeks ago, and usually home teams do shoot better. And I like the side, though, here, Gabe. I'm going to try to dodge that speeding bullet, and I think this is a played against spot. You know, I wish the line was bigger because, like you said, that's why they keep covering, right? They're just not adjusting like they probably should for a 21-5 ATS team. But if you look at that earlier meeting, Charlotte played them a lot closer than the 15-point loss. I use that same logic, by the way, earlier tonight.
Get the flak jacket out, Steve. Bulletproof vest time,
well,
buddy.
I'll tell you what, Gabe. I used that same logic, though, with your Michigan Wolverines earlier tonight. I thought it was a good spot, home revenge spot, and they lost by 15 at Michigan State a few weeks ago, and they'd actually outscored them from a two-point and free-throw line. I love looking at those extreme three-point margins in the rematches.
It's a great piece of advice from Steve Merrill, breaking it down on the late-night anger management class. More with Merrill on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We're kicking it SoCal style. Sirius XM Channel 159. Sports Grid Radio Networks. WagerTalk.com. ProSportsInfo.com. Steve Merrill kicking it with us. All right, Steve. I wanted to throw some futures at you because FanDuel has done a great job posting some tournament numbers up here, and they've got the big-time conferences and not-so-big-time conferences. ACC, Duke, -125 to win the ACC tournament. Notre Dame are the second choice at +750. Wake Forest, 9-1. Tar Heels, 10-1. I don't know if you saw the ticket prices, Steve, for Coach K's last game, upwards of $75,000. Cameron indoors, but I was thinking if any student fan base and alum can afford it, it is the Duke Blue Devils. But these are some crazy numbers, man. Like, basically, they're just saying basically like Duke is like, the odds makers are saying it's Duke and everybody else in this tournament.
Yeah, first of all, I mean, you could pay for your tuition for at least a year if you're lucky enough as a student to get one of those tickets, I guess. I wonder if you could resell
them. Is that a semester at Duke, actually? Maybe it's a year at, like, somewhere
else. Yeah, it's probably pretty pricey nowadays. That's a private school. I can't imagine how expensive it is nowadays. I'll tell you what, though, if you could resell that, that's a nice little chunk of change. I'm wondering how they're going to do that, actually, because, you know, obviously they let a lot of students in.
They'll do bracelets only for students and stuff. Yeah, they're not going to
Let you in at the moment you get that ticket. You can't go back to your dorm. But
they can't stop everybody from selling them. That's why there's a secondary market for this. But the students, exactly, they camp out and stuff, Steve, and they let them in on the spot. You can't.
Gabe, how funny would that be? Because they're in a student section. It would be pretty obvious if some 70-year-old oil tycoon is in the student section with all them. That would actually be pretty funny. We'll have to keep an eye on that to see. Someone sneaks in. These conference tournaments are always very, very difficult to handicap as far as the outright winner. I love handicapping them on a game-by-game basis, but I feel like you agree, like in the recent years, we've seen more randomness. Now, maybe it's because there's so much parity. I mean, there's 15-plus teams that could easily win the national title this year, and I think for that reason, we're going to see some upsets.
I said 8 to 10 the other night, but I get what you said. So let me ask you, let's go rapid fire on this. Let me ask you, do you buy in at all Coach K's last ACC tournament that he cares about winning? Because I think he does, actually. I think that's probably priced in.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, Gabe, because, you know, it is about motivation because a lot of times.
Sometimes they don't care, right? Remember, Roy Williams oftentimes didn't care with the Tar Heels until he always lost to Duke and people got mad. Then he cared a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, getting the one seed definitely helps because you have a much easier road for the most part. But if you're locked into, like, you know, a top two or three seed, I've said for decades now that a lot of times you're better off losing like in the second round, you know, and having a couple extra days rest and less wear and tear. So I think that's a really good point, though. I think Krzyzewski of all the years probably does care about winning this year. And
the kids would care, too, for him, even if he doesn't say it. Right. They know the stakes. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean,
they know the stakes.
You're getting the best team with motivation. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to go against them right now.
All right, I don't know if you got anything on the Big South, man. I won't hold it against you. Longwood, we don't talk a lot about this one. Longwood, +145. Winthrop, +220. Gardner-Webb, +550. All right, this one we do, Mr. Merrill. Townsend, +140. Hofstra, +350. Charleston, +750. Little Colonial action. Delaware, 10-1. Drexel, 11. Lucky Wilmington, 11. Elon 12, Northeastern 27, and dear God, it's hard to be 250-1 in a conference tournament.
I hadn't looked yet. Are they? I didn't click see more. I should have. Okay, I got to click it right now. I'm gonna click see more. Wait at FanDuel. Oh, there they are. My goodness. No, I don't even see them on here.
They're 250-1, Steve.
Oh, yeah, you know why? I'm in Virginia. I can't bet on
it. That's what happens to me sometimes. People ask me in the chat sometimes. Sometimes they're like, hey, you didn't get to the Rutgers game. I'm like, oh, because it's not on the list. It slipped past my mind. Yeah. So,
you know what, Gabe? I never would have known they were that high. I would have thought they were like 50-1. That's fantastic.
They're 200. I swear to God, I just click $1. Just to say, and returns 250.
Yeah, that's just burn that dollar. You have a better chance of winning money by burning
it. Go buy a Coke instead, buy a Pepsi.
No, you literally have better odds of winning if you burn the dollar. I don't even know how that works, but you do have better odds.
Go buy a lottery ticket instead. So, who do you think wins? Is there an angle here? Who do you think wins this tournament?
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. I'll bring William & Mary back in the discussion because they played Northeastern in the play-in game on Saturday afternoon, and Northeastern just beat them 62-28. And that's who Jerry Neri drinks last week on the college show when he took William & Mary plus +8 against a 1-15 Northeastern squad in the conference. I actually think William & Mary might actually be worth a look in that game. It's a home game, right?
Is this your last game of the year?
It's in Washington, D.C.
It's neutral.
I will not be making the 3-hour drive. I'd rather go.
I'm surprised Colonial actually got a neutral court for this. I thought you guys would go home court.
They used to be they were Maryland a few years ago. They moved down to Charleston, and now they're back in Washington, D.C. because it's more centrally located for the Northeast teams like Hofstra and Northeastern and whatnot.
So they play where the Wizards play type thing?
They play actually? They play where the Wizards practice and the Mystics' new arena is. It's the Mystics.
Cool. Like, so a nice smaller arena.
It's apparently a pretty cool atmosphere. Like, I don't think they even had the tournament last year. If they did, fans can go, obviously. And then 2 years before that, William & Mary never led as an 8-point favorite against Elon.
Hofstra at plus +350. Are they going to get a little bit live here, huh?
I'll tell you what, Gabe, coming in, I thought Hofstra was a team to beat. I've seen all these teams play in person this year, obviously, and Hofstra has the best set of shooters I've seen, some excellent 3-point shooters. That can carry you in a 2- or 3-game scenario, obviously. Towson is probably the best slowdown defensive team, so that's always tough in the tournaments. So I think they have this price. I think Towson and Hofstra are the teams to beat.
Loyola Chicago's a team that a lot of people are talking about on the bubble. They're plus +130 to win their tournament. Northern Iowa are plus +490. Missouri State plus +490. The Drake, 5-1. Any opinion on the Missouri Valley Conference?
No, once again, we'll probably see upsets in these conferences, but it's hard to pinpoint which of the 3 or 4 teams are going to pull the upset. Otherwise,
it's hard to beat Loyola in a spot like Loyola's this, especially when their back's up against it, you know?
And Gabe, shooting-wise, field goal percentage, are the 4th most efficient team in the entire nation out of 358 teams. They're a really good offensive team.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us. All right, Mountain West, great conference this year. Massive win, Steve, for San Diego. And that's another one.
Yep.
I wondered about that number. I'm like, come on, man, the Cowboys are 13-0 on their home court.
Undefeated.
San Diego State laying points, and the odds makers correct on this one. It's a battle, right? It's like give and take. They were right on that one.
Yeah, once again, I'll mention the college basketball show. It's on Wager Talk every day. You can watch it on YouTube 24/7. You don't have to catch it live. So, check out Wager Talk TV. We talked about this game in depth yesterday. Drew Martin and myself both used Wyoming as our free play on the show. And we both said, we know this feels like a trap. Everybody likes Wyoming. The line makes no sense. They're a 2-point dog on an undefeated home court. And the difference of that game, once again, Gabe, was a 3-point shooting. I mean, San Diego State shot lights out. This is a team that shot 30% on the season.
That's what they do. I know.
And they hit 52%. And in my analysis, Gabe, I even said Wyoming 75% free throws, San Diego State 60.
Yeah,
guess who had the free throw advantage to hit the last 7 down the stretch? San Diego State. They win by 7. So that was kind of a random finish as well, but it just shows it's never as easy as it looks.
And of course, this tournament's in Vegas. You got Boise State, and this is a wide open tournament as well. You got Boise State's good. The Aztecs are in this thing. Colorado State are a dangerous team. Wyoming, you take Wyoming out of the mountain still, nevertheless. But UNLV have been a scrappy team, Steve. You think they're capable of doing some damage in their hometown tournament here?
Yeah, and everyone's like, there'll be more fans for the other schools than UNLV. That might be the case, but I still think teams playing at home, historically these teams have overperformed, and they get an extra win or two. And for a 17-12 Rebels team, that could be the catalyst they need. And going back to San Diego State, the most efficient defensive team in the country this year. That's always tough when you're playing 2 or 3 days in a row, and they play very slow. But other than last night at Wyoming, they've been really bad offensively on the road this year. So we'll see if that evens out or not. I think San Diego State and UNLV both could be tough in this tournament.
Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com, kicking with us. I am Gable Morency. West Coast Conference, Steve. Can you argue that Gonzaga at minus -390, like what kind of percentage is that they win? So minus -390 for Gonzaga.
Almost 79%. Minus -400 would be 80%. So
okay, so... Do you think I would say they have a better than 80% chance of winning this tournament?
Yeah, Gabe, I'll tell you what. I had a strong best bet on St. Mary's last Saturday for my clients. I mentioned it on my top 25 video at WagerTalk.com.
Great call, yeah.
It was such a great spot. St. Mary's 15-0 at home this year. Last home game. Veteran team. Big revenge.
And a good team. This is a good St. Mary's team this year.
And they slow it down against a Gonzaga team that likes to play fast. It was such a great play. But the fact that Gonzaga lost that game, assuming
this motivates them for the tournament, big time.
They're going to probably play them again in the finals, either them or San Francisco. Gonzaga can name their score when they're focused against those teams.
It's one of these deals, guys, where it's like, oh, minus 390. Yeah, well, you know what I mean? It's kind of, you could argue that it's actually value here at minus 390. As we just stated, an angry Gonzaga team coming off the loss. And I'll tell you what, Steve, I was going to say for everybody tuning in right now, if your book allows it, which many do, including FanDuel, about this, Steve, Gonzaga to win the West Coast Conference, Duke to win the ACC Conference, two-team parlay, plus 126.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're getting plus money there, it's probably not bad.
Plus money. Yeah. You can't get in trouble if you put together a couple of plus money parlays in these conference tournaments.
And obviously Duke, you know, is the one that's not a sure thing, but I think Gonzaga's looking pretty solid. So you're basically getting Duke now at plus money is how you look at that.
Yeah, and you know, as I stated, I'm buying into this and I'm going to take credit for it. I haven't heard anybody talk about Coach K wanting to win the last ACC tournament.
I think that's a legitimate handicapping factor. I agree with you.
No, but we were talking earlier though about these angles, right? And there are a lot of angles to this. Like I said, also, like, you know, even with Providence, they would have won the most games ever in his career tonight if he could have pulled it off, right? Like, the coach of Providence, don't tell me, like, that's not there. You know what I'm saying? You keep hearing about Popovich. He's close to, you know, tying the record, and he just can't get there. You got to take any angle you can get, but I got to tell you, it's a crazy time of the year right now, and keep it locked in right here on the grid. And, of course, check out wagertalk.com. The crew does a great job. Shout out to my boy, Ranieri. Like I said, I'm going to send him a message. I feel his pain, man. Florida Gulf Coast screwed us hard, bro.
Yeah, he's had some tough beats recently. He's actually been red hot from what I've heard. People have been telling me he's been crushing it with the free plays on that show. So I guess he was due to have a bad beat occasionally.
And Ranieri gets so much sun, he looks like he goes to the Florida Gulf Coast. Always good, Steve.
Thanks, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. Thanks to Steve Merrill for joining us. We've got a stacked show tonight. We apologize. From what I understand, there were some issues off the top of the program. We don't control it. We just talk into the mic. All right. It's all we can do. We just talk into the mic, and hopefully you can hear us as we kick it. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Lakers lose by 5. And listen, there's no moral victories or anything like that, so it's a push. The game ends up as a push. The number closed at 5. The game is a push. We had the Mavericks on the money line parlay, and we had the Mavericks minus the 5 as well. But from the Lakers' perspective, from the Mavericks' perspective, you know what? You're not happy you blew the big lead. But at the same point in time, you're happy that you dug down deep and you ended up winning the game. And if you're the Lakers, listen, the Lakers and Laker fans, they're not about moral victories, obviously. And I totally get that. But I think that you can actually build on what happened tonight if you're the Lakers. You were getting smashed. It really could have gotten ugly. Like, honestly, like, imagine if they would have lost by, like, 40 again or something like that. If they would have lost by 30 or whatever. Right? They were getting smashed at the half, and Shaq was talking about them just chipping away and making it a game, and I thought he was insane. I was like, dude, make it a game. Like, they're done. Right? And, you know, they did. They actually took the lead, and then they coughed it up. And I get it. LeBron and the Lakers, and the Laker organization is not about moral victories, but all things considering, it could have been a hell of a lot worse. I think you actually, you do have something to build on here right now. All right, so we're not done. We got LeGarrette Blount, three-time Super Bowl champion, is going to join us. LeGarrette Blount, he's got a new company, CBD Products. And we'll talk about his company. We'll talk about some NFL football. Talk about the current events in the league with Blount, as well as a little bit about his career as well. Oh, he's a funny dude, cool dude. So, yeah, LeGarrette Blount steps up and in. We got Andrew McInnes with some NHL picks. And we've got Rick Saratella live from Indianapolis. All right, so Rick is he's on the beat for the NFL Draft Bible. Of course, he is the founder of the NFL Draft Bible, does a great job. And it's great to help with your draft props as well. So we're packed. We got picks. We got football players. We've got combine. We've got everything tonight. But to me, so let's get to the Major League Baseball stuff, and then we'll get back to Cain Velasquez. All right, because we got news about Cain Velasquez. And it is just, it's an incredible story. It's a tragic story. And, you know, it just makes you think, like, you know, it's about life, about how you just, you know, you never know what's coming, right? You never know. So I guess we'll get to this. We know, whatever, the baseball, whatever, they're locked out. There's you're caught up to date right now. There's your baseball update. Dan-an-an. I like how everybody pretends like everybody's actually surprised. Like, what are you surprised for? It's funny, like, I saw these TV insiders and media people talking about Michelle Tafoya not being on Sunday Night Football once and twice and stuff. And I told people at the time, I said, it's hard to figure out. I said, she's negotiating a deal with The View, all right? And here she is. She's on The View all the time now. What a shock. I'm not even a television, like, you know, insider, and I could tell you that was going to happen. And I don't need to be sitting in a parking lot in a lawn chair or covering Major League Baseball to tell you that they're far away. I also didn't need to be there to tell you that it was going to get worse as you negotiate. If you're two people that hate each other, you're going to, you know, number one, you're not going to want to sit down. And then when you do sit down, you're going to tell each other to screw off. So, number one, what happened? All right, they met each other. The first time they met each other, they met for 7 minutes. It's a waste of time. So they actually showed up to tell each other to suck it. The next time they met for 15 minutes, right? And, you know, it's like a couple. It's like a relationship. Oh, let's talk things through. Things are going to get worse before they get better. You're not going right to the makeup sex, right? No. You know what I mean? You're going to have to go, oh, I don't appreciate that time you did this. And it get, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was only going to get worse. So actually, like, it's gotten worse. And I actually believe the players when Ross Stripling is stating that last night they actually negotiated for 15 hours and they came to a bunch of agreements. And Major League Baseball, the owners, the lawyers and stuff, put a bunch of new stuff in without telling them and basically tried to slip it on the table and tell them to sign it. Like, that's what we're dealing with here. Right? So, well, oh, yeah, they're going to be playing ball anytime soon. Get over it. They're not playing anytime soon. All right? Wake up. I'm a Dodger fan. I'd love to see the Dodgers play. Hell, the All-Star game is going to be there. But, hey, it is what it is. And we live in, you know, it's a cold world. We're just living in it. I said, my father once told me, may he rest in peace, as a young child. He said, son, life is full of little disappointments. I don't know what I was complaining about at the time, but he looked down at me and he said, life is full of disappointments. So I think he used the term little disappointments. And little, big, they're all the same. Disappointment's a disappointment. So, you know, listen, it sucks. You know, I don't think, you know, they're going to blow up the entire season. Maybe. That wouldn't shock me. I've told you June all along, right? People thought, oh, you're crazy. I said, I've been saying June all along. I still believe it. I still believe the players will want to get paid because a lot of the players that aren't, and, you know, most of them aren't, like, serious millionaires and stuff. So they're going to start to panic. right? They're going to start to panic. It's the star players that can totally afford this and don't care, right? Like, you know, Mookie Betts, don't worry. He's doing fine. Max Scherzer, he's doing fine. Whether he never plays another baseball game the rest of his life. Justin Verlander, he's doing fine. All right, we can go down the list. There's a lot of guys that are doing just fine whether they play ever again. But there's going to be other dudes, but they're not going to be able to break the union, those guys. So, in other words, get ready to go to Japan, baby. But whatever, dude. I'm tired of the baseball stuff already. It is what it is. It's the beginning of a, you know, that we all knew. I don't know. Anyone that isn't not naive knew this is going to happen. You can't take something that you know is going to be a nasty negotiation and expect it to happen in a week, right? No, it's man, it's like sitting down. You need an arbitrator, and like, you know what I mean? You're going to need, like, there's going to be ups and downs in this stuff. Oh, yeah, we got along for 2 and 3 days, and then, oh, yeah, this guy lost it, and this owner started throwing things, and then, yeah, that was a setback, right? Like, there's going to be setbacks, right? Yeah, I agreed to this until you just pissed me off. And now I don't agree to this anymore. And now you got a bunch of owners, too, like the powerful owners, the rich owners. They're not as powerful as they wish they were. They can't boss around the bunch of other owners that are ganging up on them. Like, even the owners aren't on the same page. So we'll get back to that, all right, a little bit later on. As in, whatever, talk to me when it gets real. So last night, we were on top of the Cain Velasquez story, thanks to NBC Bay Area News. And they did a great job covering it. They continue to do a great job covering it. And, you know, it's just such a weird story. Why would Cain Velasquez, so he's involved in a shooting? I said, he's too nice to shoot somebody. Then it turned out, no, I guess he did shoot somebody. And now we find out in the morning, all right, he got charged with attempted murder, which is not good. That's not a good charge to be attempted. That's not a good charge to be charged with. That's kind of an understatement. Right? Like, but now the details are coming out, and it's not, you know, just innuendo. No, you know, the internet is always on top of stuff, and a lot of people in the MMA world were tweeting about it this morning. But you can never speak about something like that without knowing. And quite frankly, I'm pretty uncomfortable even talking about it, to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm just setting the stage here right now because people see the story and I'm surprised. It should be a bigger story, but people, whatever. Like, people have a short attention span, and you know what I mean? It was a little while ago that he was a big star and stuff. But I still see people, oh, he snapped. Oh, what happened? And, you know, so it's a horrible story. It's basically like, you know, this is like a vigilante movie type stuff. In which there was basically Cain Velasquez's kid was going to a daycare center, and the guy that was running the daycare center was doing evil things to the kids there. And he got arrested last week, this guy, 43 years old, this Galarte guy. He got arrested last week at the daycare center, except he got out. Whatever, they let him go after, and oh, he'll show up in court after. Now, we should note that he is alleged that he actually abused these kids over 100 times. So I don't know how the hell he got out. Like, what the hell? Like, so Cain can't get out right now? Cain Velasquez isn't a danger to the community, right? You know, I mean, this guy is a danger to the community. Cain Velasquez was a danger to this dude, you know, but he wasn't a danger, you know, to the community. But, you know, it goes to show, like I said, man, you know, Cain Velasquez is a really nice guy. When he fought, like, I never got the feeling he really loved it, really. You know, I think he loved wrestling. I think he loved, you know, like, real wrestling and stuff. I don't think he wasn't down with, like, the after parties. Like, a lot of the UFC fighters do it because they like the lifestyle. Like Conor McGregor, you know what I mean? They like it. They like the parties, the yachts, the boats, the girls. You know what I mean? They like that stuff. Cain didn't. Yeah, Cain didn't party. He didn't do anything, and he didn't really make all that much money. Right? He made money, you know what I mean? $250,000 in this fight, $500,000 on that fight, etc. But he never was, like, made massive real money. And you saw, like, he was never, like, you know, when he retired, he was happily retired. Like, he never had a big desire, you know. Oh, he's going to do this or that. So it just sucks that his life is taking this turn. It's weird, like, the good thing, bad things happen to good people. Like, why, like, how does Cain Velasquez deserve this in his life? Guy's minding his own business. His kid gets sexually abused by some evil son of a bitch. And somehow they don't hold him. I don't want to blame the district attorney and the DA's office, but what the hell are you letting people out for? Like, why don't you hold the guy? Right? And this guy would never, you know, and this Cain wouldn't be in this situation because this guy would be inside right now. Cain Velasquez is the last guy you want to mess with. And, you know, you mess with the wrong dude, it sucks. I mean, basically, you know, like, it's just... I tweeted earlier in the day, and I'm thinking, and I like to say a lot of things, but we have to be careful, you know. It's a family program here. But I was thinking, you know, why shoot?
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're Cain, like, just grab the dude. Grab the dude. Like I said, you're the UFC heavyweight champion. Like, the guy's going to be helpless against you. Like, seriously, just beat the living, like, leave him in a pulp of blood type thing. You get charged with assault after. You know, so basically Cain shot at the guy's car, but he hit the guy's father instead of the guy. More on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sportsridge. All right, you know what I supported at NBC Bears coverage up until now when I see Velasquez turn down NBC Bears Area's request to talk from jail. Yeah, no kidding. Like, I guess so. So as I stated, you know, it's just a tragic story. It's a tragic story. It's like basically like a movie in a week, man. It sucks. Like, of all people that you do this to, and then for Cain, you know, you can't criticize him. He acted out of love and anger. I get it. Like I said, you know, this is, you know, it's a family program. I think everybody feels the same way about this, that he's justified. Let's just call it out for what it is. I don't know. Like, what do you do? Do you wait? You know, like I said, listen, when John Gotti, somebody accidentally ran over John Gotti's son years ago, right, when John Gotti was alive. It was an accident. John Gotti's son was, like, playing in the street, and he got hit by a dude. It was obviously, like, the guy was done after, right? Like, but they waited a little while and stuff. And, same thing. He had an accident. I think they ran him over after. You know, a car accident. You know what I mean? Like, one of those type of deals. You know, you wait it out a little bit. Like I said, if you're Cain, you would have been better off, like, literally just beating the crap out of the guy and getting charged with assault. I saw a story the other day from Texas where two brothers murdered a dude who was, like, abusing their mother. Like, you know, it was like a dude they didn't know. He moved in and abused the sister and mother type thing, so they killed him. I think they beat him with an iron type thing. And I don't know if they got 4 years, 3-4 years. Like, the judge was sympathetic, but still basically said, you know, I've got to do something. I'm seeing that it's a minimum 15 years for Cain right now for attempted murder. Yet, they can get this charge, like, reworded, and he better be doing that right now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.